The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning, Trish Clark. Good morning. Carl and Trish against the forces of evil out there. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. That's right. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your choice of the people of Reading, located in the heart of Reading, and taking care of the people in Reading. You know, they just do. They've got, you know, they've done so many things. They started that new program there to take some of the more mentally disturbed people off the streets. I mean, that was their initiative, and the Shasta County rolled in on it. So I just, you know, a big thing for them. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, it's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay, 7:06 in the morning, it's
37 degrees in downtown Reading. Looking for mostly sunny with a high near 55 today, and tonight a low around 36. And on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 54 and a low of 40. And then Saturday, rain, high near 50, coming up with some winds and a 90% chance of rain.
And when's that going to be?
Saturday. Saturday nine, rain likely before 11 p.m., then showers likely after 11 p.m., cloudy with a low near 40. And on Sunday, showers likely, cloudy with a high near 51 and a low of 42. And on Monday, rain likely. Monday night, rain likely. Tuesday, rain likely.
Whoa.
Tuesday night, showers, and Wednesday, a chance.
I'm looking at Bob. I'm looking at Bad Bob in there. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Yeah, well, let's see here. Where am I?
There you go. You love that.
What, the rain?
Well, you love the fact that, you know what, you care so much about that lake. Lake Shasta.
Oh, absolutely.
You follow it. Like, we drove by it this last weekend.
Big bathtub, but it needs, yeah.
Yeah, and it needs to be filled up. And with all this rain, that's just good for it.
It certainly is a step in the right direction. It's going to take a lot of precept to bring it up. But we have had April miracles before. We've had, you know, March miracles when it comes to our local rain topping the lake off. I have my opinion that maybe they're letting out too much right now, but they don't want to get caught with no room left in the lake, and then they have to send all the water downstream. So it's a guessing game.
Yeah, it is. It is.
You know, they could solve that if they'd build some storage, like Sites Reservoir.
Yeah, something like that.
Just saying.
Yeah. So.
The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-379.
Okay, you know, tonight, of course, Linda is premiering her show, North State Now. And she's one of four hosts that'll be on during the month. It'll be her. It'll be Enjoy the Magazine. We'll have one evening. Dr. Gill will have one. Married to she's the newest OBGYN, Orna Gill, and Israeli lady. And oh yeah, she fought in the Israeli army. So it's, I mean, but she has been is also just a hoot. So you're gonna just love listening to her.
Oh, great.
And then we're having a show on the unsung heroes of Reading. And, you know, these are the people that go out, like Lisa Lighty, who went out after the car fire and rescued like 150 cats, 250 cats, something like that, and found their owners for them or found homes for all of them.
The unsung heroes of Reading or
Shasta County. Cool. It's not just Reading, but of Shasta County. And Michelle's always looking for new people. And, you know, so she's got ideas, you know, and people you haven't heard of, but the ones that really kind of do a lot for us, but they're not the, you know, they're not the Brent Weavers, but you hear their names, or the Senator Johansson, who's always doing great things, or the Trish Clarks, or those. These are people that you don't hear, but they do things to make our community so much better.
Every community has them, and they're out there, and they do marvelous things that people they just take for granted are going to happen in a community,
yeah,
and have no idea who makes them happen.
And following the show, of course, is we're doing Simpson basketball. So that game, the men's game, will start at 7:30, and we end, and we'll have I believe there's another one on Saturday. Now, Armstrong and Getty have started on our station, and we're already getting great feedback. I mean, just on the chat room yesterday, excellent choice. But I heard it in the bank. I've heard it other places that people love these guys. But here's the thing. The Armstrong and Getty are growing their show. We're only the 15th market that they have, station. So they have the growing pains. And Bob Belange, here's Bob. Everything should be just, you know, when you're getting ready to retire from this, everything should be kind of that gentle glide slope down, right? No, we're going FM. We're changing all the studios around, and we're bringing in these new shows. So here's Armstrong and Getty. So on Monday, we discovered that they sent a clock. They sent the show.
Which is the schedule of when the commercials run. And when,
that we spent, you know, time putting it in correctly with each second and all this. Well, they send us then the show with no commercials in it.
Oh,
with
no.
With none of their commercials.
Okay.
So all of a sudden you've got like...
And they don't even cover. Most network shows will put on those goofy little PSAs, public service announcements, to cover the whole.
Right.
They send silence.
They just send a silence. So Bob's in here Monday feeding in stuff for 3 hours.
So New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
And New Year's Day came
yours
back. They,
truly
they did the same thing. And, of course, you try to call there's nobody's answering.
There's nobody answering.
Nah, there's nobody out there.
Nope, because nobody's working.
So
get this. Now they send us a new clock, and they go, okay, this new clock, we need you to load that. So I did. I loaded the clock yesterday. It's good to the 11th of January. Wait a minute. Today's the third of January. It's only good for 8 days.
And oh, by the way, we're changing satellites.
And we're changing satellites at the same time. So now we've got to shift
when?
Everything away. And guess what? Everybody loves Armstrong and Getty. So what are they playing? Best of. So we don't even have a new Armstrong and Getty. So I'm going to send them this segment here. But you know what? I really like Armstrong. Everybody likes Armstrong and Getty. It's their support troops that we're having problems with.
I spoke with the executive producer, and he was very apologetic, and you'll be talking to him later today. But very nice guy. Yeah, when you get a call from the EC of the show, you know, that's kind of like equivalent to your position.
Yeah.
He personally called, gave me his cell so that we could get all this worked out.
Well, when did that happen?
Yesterday when I was in here losing my mind and they were just throwing raw meat through the door.
Oh, yeah.
And so about the time you get ready to leave, you're going to run screaming and yelling from this place.
You know what? Everything's good. And by the way, Bob, the stuff's arriving here. It's going to start arriving next week. We'll have everything in 2 weeks for the FM. Mm. So that's just right before you, as you walk out, though, buddy, you know, just think. You started this AM station with us. And when you walk out, there's an FM station, new studios, new everything. Think about that. That's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah. Radio is, as Trish knows, radio is in my blood, and it always has been, and it's been an honor and a pleasure to be part of this.
And the other thing, too, as we're working is we're trying to find out who makes the changes in our webpage, because I keep sending stuff to the guy. It's not our regular webmaster. It's another group. And I haven't heard back, so I'm not even sure he's working. I wonder if he's even working there because it's the beginning of the year. And the changes haven't been made. And strange things happen right at the end of the year. People who have jobs don't have jobs at the beginning of the year. Or they've found a better job and they've moved on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, but nobody tells you that.
This is a phenomenon where they call it ghosting, where suddenly, rather than give notice and depart, the job market is so skinny right now that people will get a better job and just stop showing up at the previous one without even the courtesy of letting the people know. They just stop showing up.
You know, I've heard that about when you're dating.
When
you're dating,
true.
You just all of a sudden you don't hear anything.
That's it. Yeah.
You know, they don't return your calls
close
and all
door
this.
And that's it.
Yeah. Well, I don't have to worry about that.
Brenda's coworker's girlfriend broke up with him via text message. How frosty is that?
Oh no. That's it. Could have been on her Facebook page.
Email.
Oh, and you know what? You know what? It's just not working for us. You know, love you. Have a good life. Ding.
Oh yeah.
7:14 in the morning here, and Trish and I are going to be here, of course, till 9 o'clock. And then the surprise was, and you should hang on to see what happens when Armstrong and Getty starts, because they also send us a clock that starts at 7:04. Nobody sends clocks that start at 7:04 in the morning. It's always 7:05.
Yeah, so you may hear a little news glitch. Now, this is
going to hear is I started at 7:05. We do the news and then we come in. But so we've got to kind of work this out with them over the next.
At 9:05.
Oh, I meant 9:05. Yeah,
7:05. Because they're late.
Oh my gosh, or we're early.
We're early.
Anyway, okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here at 7:15 in the morning on the 3rd of January 2019. 37 degrees out there, and this portion of the show brought to you by friends over at SST Oil. SST Oil, it's an employee-owned company that has the ability to get kerosene to your heaters, to your water heaters, to your home heaters, and also repair those heaters. Make great deals on new ones, and SST Oil keeps the gas and oil flowing through all of Northern California and, of course, Oregon and Nevada and all these places. They move millions of gallons of fuel. They are, like I said, an employee-owned company, and they are always looking for good employees. They're looking for drivers. They're looking for people that want to work and make a great living. That's SST Oil. You can give them a call at 241-1167. Ask them about the CFN cards, because I was able to use my CFN card all the way through different parts of California, out in the middle of nowhere, Nevada, in 10 o'clock at night. Everything is shut down in this little bitty burg. I walk over to the gas pump that was on and stick in my CFN card, and it works.
Wow. Hey,
that's great.
A good feeling.
Okay. Hey, we'll be right back. 7:16 in the morning. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. And I want to talk about a couple of things that are happening around here. And then, hey, the Democrats have taken over.
No, they haven't.
Holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
They're the definition of Motown soul, and they're coming to Reading. The Temptations, Tuesday, January 18th at the Cascade Theater. Known for their rich harmonies and 30 top 10 hits, The Temptations will electrify you. The Temptations, January 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
We had it all.
Must be your fiance or
parents. Yeah, yeah.
Just like more.
I counted you in. The music started.
So we were still talking? Were we talking? Did I use any words I shouldn't have?
I was cutting you off before you did.
Okay.
Hey, can you get mad if I don't?
Now, there's another song that I... You know, Bob, you are just hitting home runs
this
here,
is
buddy.
Like, this is one of my very, very favorite.
Oh.
Is that
one of yours?
Absolutely.
I
love it.
Higgins. You know, let me tell you.
Bertie,
you know,
Higgins,
when that was,
I play him all the time.
1980-something
mm-hmm,
that came
mm-hmm,
out.
Mm-hmm,
yep.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, hey, good morning. Welcome back, everybody. 7:21 in the morning. 37 degrees going up to... What?
Today it's going up to 55.
Okay. Up to 55.
Low of 36. It was cold this morning. Cold.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at the Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Leidy. And there's changes. We're going to have Ted on the show here soon. Changes in the CCW laws.
Yes.
And, of course, the sheriff's going to be on, too. But also we're going to have a day on new gun laws. Not a day, but a segment on new gun laws, how they're going to affect you in California. Ammo, guns, and then standby for heavy rolls. Now, that's an old Navy saying. It says standby for heavy rolls because you're out in the ocean. And when the ocean is high, it starts, if you're not in the right direction, going in the right direction, it will be hitting the ship, depending on what kind of ship it is. And it just starts, you start this tremendous rolling
a
in the
beam
ship.
Sea.
Yeah, a beam seas where you, and then you watch and see how long it takes you before you get sick, because you will get sick eventually. Anyway, so standby for heavy rolls. Gavin Newsom's here with this new supermajority Democrat group down there, and they're going to go after your guns. They're going to go after them big time. So, anyway, Northern Fire Instruction, with these changes, they're also changing the instruction, the length of time, the amount of rounds you have to fire, and Northern Firearms Instruction is right on top of that, having a meeting with all their instructors, in fact, tonight, from all over the state. A lot of things that changed. So they're having a meeting tonight. But if you want some just real quality instruction, you head on down to usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. It's the largest privately owned gun training facility in California or organization in California. I mean, and there's a reason for that. Over 40, gosh, I think it's 42 counties they teach in now.
Among the many laws coming in is the new, not going to get a straw unless you ask for one. And over the holiday weekend, I did a considerable amount of research in places that serve straws.
At a full service restaurant.
I think full service restaurants only. Understand it's not going to happen in cocktail lounges, adult beverages. It's not mandatory. And almost to a place, they indicated they weren't doing it anyway.
Well, what about you did a lot of research this weekend, drank your way through Reading.
San Francisco.
Well, what about San Francisco? What about the what about things like McDonald's? That's not a full service restaurant.
You know, and I don't know. I'm not exactly sure.
Bob, is that considered a full service restaurant? You think McDonald's, Carl's Jr., Taco Bell? Are those considered full-service restaurants?
They're considered fast food. I think a full-service restaurant is where you come in and sit down, and the hostess wants to know if you want that glass of water, which is it still legal for her to offer a glass of water?
In some places, they don't even offer water because of the water shortage during that. You know, what,
I don't know if it's legal or illegal, but they don't do it.
Use a straw, go to jail.
Right now, we're looking out through our window on the world, and what a beautiful sunrise.
The sunrise is just incredible.
Oh, and a lady just walked by and waved at us. So we're doing okay.
Do we have a guest?
Well, not yet. Okay, you've got something at...
It's kind of fun.
Yes.
Because
starting at 8 o'clock, it ain't going to be so much fun.
We're
going after things.
The year is 1918.
Ooh.
100 years ago. And I was amazed when I looked at this because you don't realize how many things have changed. The average life expectancy for men was 47 years. Is that amazing? 47 years.
In 1918?
In 1918.
You know why that is, right?
Why is that?
Because they were married to women.
They still are.
Yeah, I know, but in our life expectancy is still less.
Okay, fuels for cars was sold in drugstores only. Yeah. Only 14% of the homes had a bathtub. And only 8% of the homes had a telephone.
1918.
1918. The maximum speed limit in most cities was 10 miles an hour. And the average U.S. wage in 1918 was 22 cents per hour. The average U.S. worker made between $200 and $400 a year. A competent accountant could expect to earn $2,000 a year. A dentist earned $2,500 a year. And a veterinarian between $1,500 and $4,000. A mechanical engineer, they made more money than anybody, $5,000 a year.
Wow. That's like $400 a month.
And 90% of all doctors had no college education. They attended medical schools, many of which were condemned and the government said were substandard. Sugar cost 4 cents a pound. Eggs were 14 cents a dozen. Coffee was 15 cents a pound. Most women only washed their hair once a month and used borax or egg yolks for shampoo.
Egg yolk?
Egg yolk. That just sounds slimy.
Doesn't it condition your hair?
Yep.
There was a reason for the spring bride, because that's when everybody took
their
bath.
That's right. Spring
that's
weddings.
Exactly right. Canada passed a law that prohibited poor people from entering into their country for any reason. Okay, so the five leading causes of death.
And if you were poor back then, you were poor.
Well, yeah.
Okay, five leading causes of death.
Pneumonia and influenza, tuberculosis, diarrhea, heart disease, and stroke.
Wow, still heart disease and stroke are in the top five.
Yeah, exactly.
Diarrhea, because they couldn't stop it, and they just wasted away.
Dysentery, that sort of thing.
Dysentery, yeah.
The American flag had 45 stars. The population of Las Vegas, Nevada was only 30.
Now, that's when you should have bought land.
That is the number of permanent residents, by the way.
Exactly. Okay, so crossword puzzles, canned beer, and iced tea hadn't been invented yet.
Canned beer had not been invented yet.
Yeah, and iced tea. There was neither a Mother's Day nor a Father's Day. 2 out of every 10 adults couldn't read or write, and only 6% of all Americans had graduated from high school. I found this one really interesting. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Marijuana, heroin, and morphine were available over the counter at local corner drug stores. Back then, pharmacists said, heroin clears the complexion, gives buoyancy to the mind, regulates the stomach and the bowels, and is in fact a perfect guardian of health.
And mind you, we were just coming off the backside of the war to end all wars in that year.
And I tell you what, there was a lot of morphine used during that war. And that when we brought home a bunch of people that were hopheads, as you might say, because of wounds and, you know, things like that. And they treated stuff with cocaine and heroin. They had no idea.
Yeah.
They really had no idea.
18% of all households had at least one full-time servant or domestic help. There were about 250 reported murders in the entire USA in 2018.
I don't believe that.
That's what they said.
I know, but I don't believe that. 1918. I don't believe that, and I'll tell you why. But it reported murders.
Reported.
Okay, I know. I believe that, reported murders, but I can't help but think there was, because our population was still, what? How many million? Do we even know that?
It didn't say.
20 or 30 million? Yeah. At least that many.
But the reported.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Reported.
Well, yeah,
but
sure.
Reported means it has to, it goes into a database that you can get into, which we didn't have back then. There was no database like
that.
Well,
of course there wasn't. And we actually had very little reporting.
Yeah.
And what it was, it took forever to get from one side of the United States to the other side of the United States.
So, well, they had the telegram and they had that kind of stuff. They could push things across. But then again, the 200 murders, they've got three times that and just in Chicago.
Except for the urban centers, news traveled at the speed of a fast horse.
Well, that was one of the things you could base, the changes that Jefferson had. Jefferson, when he was president, things traveled so slow because it's just like Bob said. And Jefferson looked at this. Everything moves at the speed of a fast horse, which even eventually slows down. So he was looking at things that hadn't been invented yet, you know, the steam that could go in and use for something like trains, moving goods, moving people. He looked at the hot air balloon as a way of getting from one spot to another.
Right.
Of course.
If you stop and think about that, because 100 years ago, I mean, most of us have been around for a portion of that.
Uh-huh.
Some of us longer portion than others, but what's it going to be like 100 years from now?
Well, you know what, and here's the thing, and we were discussing this the other day, some of us were, about how things change so dramatically. See, things change, you know, like, look at all the changes we've had in the last 10 years. So, you know, they say the person, there's going to be somebody born in 2020 that will live to be 150 years old. And that they're going to be...
If anybody lives that long.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody can live, you know, because we're going to have interchangeable parts that grow. I mean, this is just going to happen. I mean, now, look at this. They can go on and they're looking at... Ken Murray and I, last Friday. And did we replay that one, Bob, on Monday?
Actually, we played it on Tuesday.
On Tuesday, okay. Yeah. It was our predictions. And so you start looking at things in science and technology, and it's how, you know, prosthetic limbs, I should say, are going to be able to sense and feel. And you're going to be able to control them, you know, through computers and your mind, so that when you're moving. So it's going to be, I mean, there's going to be so many things happening, and it's going to be happening so fast that, you know, people are not going to be able to keep up with it. So
we can't keep up with it today.
No, we got to take a break here. 7:32 in the morning, 38 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you, of course, by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Since 1993, she's been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners to help take care of their, not only just their insurance needs, their business and personal insurance, but their financial investments also. Give her a call, 221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. 6 o'clock, TV hour, don't get caught in four towers, slash and burn, return, listen to yourself, turn. Locking in, uniform and book, burning blood, letting every motive escalate, automotive center.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you ready for cage fights at Wind River Resort and Casino? The best place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Fight Night 40. This intense action-packed fight is presented by Wind River Resort and Casino and Rogue Fights. Extreme mixed martial arts. Cage fighting at the Event Center on Saturday, January 26th. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting. No limits. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Redding. Amateur, title, and pro fights. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve a room in our hotel. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, January 26th. The Event Center will roar with the thrill of extreme cage fights Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with Fight Night 40 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Fight Night 40. It's in the cage. The Event Center, Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord, or the affliction of evil. The choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Bott here. Thursday, the 3rd of January, 2019. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Dignity Health and Connected Living. For those who are 60 or older and have a loved one that is, Dignity Health Connected Living is offering Active Choices, which is a free six-month program to help seniors lead active and independent lives. For more information, call 226-3054. You know, it has things like, it's a free program, telehealth program, physical activities, all these kind of things they have. So, again, give them a call, 226-3054. Trish, good morning again.
Good morning. Thursday mornings are marvelous. I can keep trying to convince myself that it's a really good idea to get up that early to do anything.
Well, after all these years, you've only been late one time.
I know, and that's amazing because I really have to force myself and talk myself into that.
But you come rolling in here like
2 minutes Whatever time.
7:03. Yeah, what she does is she prays that all the traffic lights are.
Yeah, the lights are the wrong. Or if I ever come around the corner and there isn't a parking place there, I'm dead in the water.
Hey, what do you mean? We're here with Jane Whitman, who is the head of Shasta Live. Jane's been doing this for what? About 20 years?
Or more.
What is Shasta Live?
Yeah, tell us about Shasta.
Shasta Live is a concert series. In the old days, it was called Shasta Community Concert Association, but we updated the name a few years ago. And we've been around. This is our 81st season.
Wow.
So we've been around a long time. We bring acts, musical shows to the Cascade Theater now. We have a morning program for students that's free to them to come, and we have 970 kids that are going to come to the show on January 11th in the morning for the new show, Vox Futura, the one that we're talking about today. And they love the shows. They get the excitement of experience of a live show in the great Cascade Theater, and we have wonderful people that support us, our friends of Shasta Live and other people that give us grants. And so it's just, that's what we do. We're a nonprofit, so we're always looking for people to support us. And we are affiliated with a group in Nashville called Live on Stage that helps us get these acts, find these acts, and works with us. And so they're a great support system for us.
The children that are involved, other than getting to come to the concerts, what do they do on a regular basis with the organization?
They're not really specifically involved other than coming to the concerts. We do have kids that come to our regular shows in the evening, too. We have family memberships, so we get families who come to our shows because our shows are very family-friendly. And so, they get involved in that way. But mostly it's just come to the morning show.
Okay.
And stomp their feet. Clap their hands and laugh and move along with the music. 980 kids,
that's practically capacity.
Yes, it is. Yeah. We do practically fill the theater almost every time with the kids in the morning. So it's great.
And then you have another one that evening then.
We have a regular show in the evening. The morning show is like an hour, 45 minutes to an hour long. It's geared specifically to the kids. And then our evening show is a regular two-hour show for anybody who wants to come. And they start at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater, and our next show is January 11th. And Vox Futura is the name of the group, and they come from England. And they were semifinalists on Britain's Got Talent. And they are wonderful. They just these guys are just – their voice, just wonderful voices, and just they'll just blow you away. They're just wonderful.
Hey, Jane, do you know so Shasta Live – started back around 1938.
Yeah.
Do you have any history? I mean, did they keep records or like a little every year something happened? Or, you know, do they keep it, you know, so that you could look back in 1938 and go, okay, gosh, it started with this and this is what's happened over the years?
Well, we started back, as I say, but they started, not me.
Right.
They started back in 1938, and it was grew out of a women's group in the Reading area who wanted to bring these kinds of shows to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And a group in New York City, Columbia Artists, started this program to reach out to smaller communities that couldn't afford to bring great acts, big acts, to their area.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was kind of a symbiotic relationship where they got a place to send their artists, and the people in the community got to see these great artists. And when they first started out, the membership was $3. And they could see, I think they had four shows the first year. And the very first performer was a woman who did character sketches. I had always thought before I started doing research that it was all music.
Yeah.
But she did character sketches. She came and she performed different people and different voices and just little vignettes that she did and so it was kind of when I did this research, I found out this woman, she traveled around the country and did this kind of a program.
Wow.
But a lot of the shows when we first started were classical, because Columbia Artists was their thing. And over the years, it's evolved into more. They've done groups from all over the world, folk programs and folk music and For a time, we were able to do some Broadway musicals because we had a lot of money and the musicals weren't too expensive. That's kind of how we can't do that anymore. But that was a time. There was an era in the 70s, well, I think, when we were able to do that.
So how do we get involved if someone wants to belong to Shout the Voices and take part in these concerts?
Well, the membership is $80 for an adult and $40 for students and $200 for a family. A two-adult family with any number of kids and $120 for one-adult family with any number of kids. So it's a great bargain for people. Right now, it's not – the membership is a little – not quite as valuable because we're into our third show now, and so the membership sees – but individual tickets are $40 for adults and $20 for students. So we still try to make the student prices a little less, you know, so – encourage people to bring their kids.
So if you were to buy the pass, that's for a full year.
Yeah, that's for a whole year. And, okay. Yeah, it's really – now it's kind of getting past the point where it's a good investment. But we do have some – if you contact 549-3095, there's some kind of deals that we can make for people that want to come to the shows. But the – just to come to one show, to get tickets, is at the Cascade Theater box office at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org. So they can buy individual tickets to the shows. And we encourage people to do that. And it's a great show. It's going to be a great date show because it's a lot of romantic music. And people want to, if you want to take somebody want to go out to dinner and then come to the show, it'd be wonderful for that kind of thing. And they do all kinds of music. They're a classical crossover group. So they do classical music plus they do pop music. And so some of the things they do are, O Fortuna from Carmina Burana. That's in the classical side. And then they do things like Ain't Necessarily So, which is, you know, more toward a spiritual thing. Yeah. So popular kind of stuff. Yeah. So it's Signed, Sealed, and Delivered. They do that one from Old Man River and Some Enchanted Evening. So you see it's a wide variety of music.
Oh, yeah. And this is going to be January 11th.
January 11th at the Cascade Theater at 7:30.
7:30. Tickets are $40 if you're an adult and $20 if you're a
student. And as I say, it's going to be a wonderful show if you love singing, groups. These guys are called the new Il Divo. So they're...
yeah, four very nice-looking gentlemen from England.
Yeah, they're from England. This is a special tour they're on. They came that we were able to get in on. So they are wonderful. I just can't encourage people to look up them up on our website at ShastaLive.com. There's little clips of the shows, and so you can see what they can do. They have a little clip of their singing. So
super.
I always want to remind people when you go to buy tickets for Shasta Cascade. Or for Cascade Theater, that you absolutely want to be sure that you're on their webpage and not off on one of the other places.
These weird things that'll charge you more money.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Jane Whitman from Shasta Live and some great things you do. We'll have you back, of course, before we have our next one.
Great.
And we're going to give away some tickets here later on in the show.
We do have some tickets.
Yeah. Is that what they're for?
That's for the show.
And we're going to be giving these tickets away. Not right now, but a little bit later. Jane, thank you so much for being here with us.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Great.
Hey, 7:47 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break. 39 degrees, going up to 55 today.
Combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Contact Jeff Avery at 243-4600, license number 0D09479.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Root.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, Michael with Hokumas, where Redding shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokumas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricara is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricara upright and canister vacs that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time vacuuming dirty carpet? Drop into Hokumas and check out Ricara Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Ricara's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokumas on Bocelli Lane in Redding, 223-1970, online at Hokumas.net, or like us on Facebook.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people. Real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KZNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Thursday, the 3rd of January, 2019. 7:52 in the morning. It's 39 degrees going up to 55 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-2793. Discounts for seniors, veterans, and payment plans out there. Of course, I'm here with Trish Clark. And Trishy, you know this? Remember this guy that was tried for burning that convenience store clerk to death in Bernie?
Yes.
Back in 2016.
Yes, I do remember that.
2017, he had his trial. It was a hung jury for some reason. And I'm not saying, oh, for some reason, but it was for some reason. I'm not sure why. And so they're retrying him right now, and the DA has just finished their case, portion of the case, and saying that DNA and all these other things link him. There's no eyewitness. There's no photo. There's none of that stuff, which makes it harder.
Yeah.
And then the defense is going to say there was two other people that said they were going to do it, but that's going to go to the jury next week, and that ought to be interesting because that was a particularly heinous crime. Or you go up and you spray some, because nobody knows, because to this day, nobody knows why. Of course, if it's this guy and he's found guilty, I'm saying if it is, then maybe he'll say, well, you know what? He shortchanged me and he called me a name and I thought I'd just come back and get even.
Well, or he may never admit to it. And the other two people they think might have done it.
They're saying that the prosecution is saying there's no way those people could have done it. You know, they weren't in the area, and the DNA links this guy to it and all that. But I would have thought they would have had that last time. So,
well, exactly. And I think at the time, and I've forgotten now, but I couldn't imagine why they didn't find him guilty the last time. It seemed like they had plenty of evidence, and
you know, it's that's what happens though when you go in front of a jury. You don't know. Here's the thing is, this is why a lot of people I could see were they cop or they take a plea deal. Like when you're going after them at the federal level, and Mueller says, "I've got this on you, I've got this on you." Well, we could always go to trial, and then they could put you in jail for 30 years. I'm just going to put you in jail for a year. And you may not even spend that much time in jail if you just cop to this.
Well, and I think that's exactly why they settle a lot of cases. And we, the people, get kind of angry about the fact that these things happen and then they only get the cop a deal for 5 years or 6 years or 7 years. But you never know what's going to happen when you actually get in front of that jury. They might get off entirely.
Okay.
Or they might do 30 years in jail.
You're right, but they could get off on just little weird things. Look at O.J. Simpson. I mean, I can't think of anything else, you know, that they had more of.
If the glove don't fit, you must have quit.
Yeah, I know. The glove doesn't fit, you must have quit. Well, except the prosecution did some really stupid things.
It was, there's a whole lot to talk about on that subject.
You're from Anderson. I want to talk about this for a second. This guy who stole the car. Gets into the chase with your police officers down there.
Yes. They shoot my dog.
Shoots one of the dogs. I've heard another story, but anyway, the guy shoots at the dog, and I guess and the way that they described it was the heroic actions of the dog. Well, a dog, in my opinion, the dog did a great job.
Yes.
He was trained to do that.
Yes.
He didn't know he'd been shot. Dogs don't know that. Dogs do not know they're being shot at.
Well, and it didn't stop him physically, so there's no reason for it.
Shot him through the ear. Shot him through the ear. You
so
know
he
what?
Just went.
But what I'm saying is, it's the dog did a great job because the dog took the guy down and took the gun. I mean, it looks like he must have hit the hand with the gun, and he saved other policemen maybe from being hurt. First of all, this scumbag should not have even been on the streets. He was part of this. The community corrections program. He just been gotten off that. So what? He steals cars. He's got guns. He's got all these things, and he's trying to shoot. Now, maybe he was trying to shoot the dog because he thought he could outrun the police officers. But we'll never know because the dog got him. But and I think like again, I go back. But when I see things like heroic used in the terms of an animal, I take exception to that.
Oh, I see what you're saying, because he's just doing the job
he was trained to.
Anthropomorphization.
Yeah, and it's, we're thinking of this dog that had to really think about what he was doing, as unlike people who do heroic acts. They run into a building. Yes, they've been trained, but they do it. But they consciously think about it. A dog doesn't consciously think about it. I'm going, you know what he's thinking? I'm going to get a lollipop when I bring this guy down.
He's not thinking anything because he doesn't. Right. They don't think in the same frame of mind that we don't think about.
They don't think like that.
They don't.
So you see what I mean?
I do, and I concur with you, but we do that on a regular basis where we put a personal characteristics on animals, like they have feelings just like we do.
Yeah.
Or they have needs just like we do,
they do have some needs.
They have needs, but not like a human. They have animal needs.
They have animal needs, and that's what I mean is
and they have animal
characteristics. To describe an animal's to me, and I hate to say this, I don't want to tell the Anderson Police Department. I think they're totally wrong because I think they do a great job. But I think you're totally wrong. When you describe a dog's works as heroic, because the next time you have an officer and you describe him as heroic, you know, like the officers that went into that room and had gotten that shootout. Mm-hmm. I mean, they didn't move, they didn't run, they sat there, you know, they stood there and shot it out with the bad guy. Heroic, you know, a dog leaping on somebody. Not heroic.
Well, I don't know that the Anderson Police Department used the word, or whether the press used the word, or the reporter.
No, it was,
or what.
That was because, see, I was going to go to, if it was the reporter who had done it, I was going to go to Silas Lyons and say, come on, Silas.
Oh, we love our Rin Tin Tin.
And, but it was, I think it was from the press release.
Well, and you know, I think there's probably something a whole lot worse that we could worry about than calling a dog heroic.
No, I just thought I'd just throw that out. I wanted to see what you think, because you're from there.
And well, and I do, but I'll tell you what I do think mostly is that I love having those animals because they do protect our officers and give us more men on the street.
They're going to let their dog come out and bite me. So, yeah.
Wow.
So, hey, we'll be right back after the news. Yeah, we'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Compassionate, quality care. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A major sell-off is underway on Wall Street. News of Apple's worse-than-expected iPhone sales sent the stock market lower at the opening bell, and stocks have been sinking ever since. At one point, the Dow Industrials dropped more than 600 points. Right now, the Dow down 566, the NASDAQ off by 153. The volatility comes despite news that U.S. businesses added a healthy 271,000 jobs in December.
Payroll processor ADP says last month's job gains marked a sharp upturn from November's gain of 157,000. ADP reported a solid 37,000 increase in construction jobs, but the services sector was particularly strong, with gains of 66,000 in the professional and business sector, 61,000 in education and healthcare, and 39,000 in leisure and hospitality.
Correspondent Jeremy House says the Labor Department will release the government's job numbers tomorrow. It's day 13 of the partial government shutdown, and neither side is budging. President Trump met with top lawmakers to make the case for his border wall, but Democrats refused to support any funding.
When they say the wall's immoral, well, then you got to do something about the Vatican, because the Vatican has the biggest wall of them all. The wall is immoral. Look at all of the countries that have walls. And they work 100%.
After a White House meeting, House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer said the president needs to drop his hard line.
We hope he will compromise. He ought to compromise. We are for border security, but we are also for operating the people's government in an effective fashion.
The president has invited congressional leaders back to the White House tomorrow for another session. When Congress convenes a new session today, Democrats take control of the House for the first time in 8 years, and Nancy Pelosi expected to become House Speaker. More at townhall.com.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is Plug-In Pest-Free. 100% chemical-free, Plug-In Pest-Free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest-Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Go pestfree.com today.
A Chinese spacecraft has made the first ever landing on the far side of the moon.
The official China Central Television said the lunar explorer Chang'e 4 had touched down at 10:26 a.m. on Thursday. The far side of the moon faces away from Earth and is relatively unexplored. It is also known as the dark side of the moon. The pioneering landing demonstrates China's growing ambitions as a space power. The U.S. is the only other country that has carried out moon landings. The work of Chang'e 4, which is carrying a rover, includes carrying out astronomical observations and probing the structure and mineral composition of the terrain. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Meanwhile, NASA officials are poring over the first close-up pictures of the most distant celestial object ever explored. Color pictures arrived yesterday from the New Horizons spacecraft, some 4 billion miles from Earth. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. Analysts are wondering what Apple will do to boost investor confidence now that the company admits it missed the mark for holiday sales.
Apple's stock plunged in extended trading yesterday after announcing its next quarterly revenue report will be about $84 billion, 9% lower than Wall Street estimates. Wedbush Securities analyst Daniel Ives calls it Apple's darkest day during the Tim Cook era. He thinks the tech giant miscalculated the rollout of its high-priced phones in China, allowing lower cost alternatives to move in, combined with a slowing Chinese economy and the U.S. trade war. He says Apple needs to change its strategy to win back investor confidence and reverse the decline that has wiped out $350 billion in shareholder wealth. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Another look at Wall Street numbers. The Dow Jones down 550 points. The NASDAQ lower by 143. More at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 on Market Street. But I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark today.
Because it's Thursday morning.
It's Thursday, and Trish is my Thursday girl. 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. The choice of the community, compassion, care. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
40 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 55, mostly sunny. Partly cloudy this evening, a low around 36. And on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 54. Friday evening, rain, mainly after 5 a.m., low around 40. On Saturday, rain, high near 50. Saturday night, rain likely before 11 p.m., then showers and low of 40. On Sunday, showers likely, cloudy with a high near 51. And Sunday night, rain, cloudy with a low around 42. Monday, rain likely and 52 high again. Tuesday, rain likely. Tuesday night, showers. Wednesday, a chance of showers. Looks like we're going to be getting some moisture for a while. Hopefully, it'll come slow and easy and not soak in.
You're okay. I was trying to wave at Judy.
Okay.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes,
okay.
I can hear it.
We're okay.
Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
There's no method of my madness. I was kind of waving at her.
You really have to be here when we're doing radio like this and new stuff, because we're now in this other room, which is, I mean, Carl's probably used to it by now. This is only my second time with not being in the control room with Bob. So I
got
to do
the
headset.
Controls. Yeah, I've got all the controls right here. So I was trying to say, do you need more or do you need less? But what I was doing is when I do that, whoever's talking, they start looking at me.
Well, because your hand is in front of me doing all this stuff, and I'm going, does he want me to stop or what does he want me to do?
You know, you would think that Carl would know this after 10 years, because Linda, you know, every so often reaches just across and she pokes me in the eye when I do that. So I don't usually do it to her anymore. I'm sorry.
Anyway, so...
Thank you, Chuck and Judy. Thank you, Chuck and Judy Kinney, for Shasta Gas Propane.
Yeah, nice Anderson business, and they like being down there.
Well, I tell you what, I really, really like them and the business. You know, I really admire the businesses that we have on, you know, that are advertisers with us. And you know, it's expanding every, you know, it's just expanding more and more. And when we've had, I can't tell you how many people said, when you go FM. We're going to pile on. And what I don't say is, sure, it's going to cost you more. But anyway.
Well, but it will. And, of course, you'll still
have your regulars that have been with you since the beginning.
Absolutely.
As we know. But one of the people that's been with us for 10 years since we started this is Judy Maxwell. And in a variety of ways, with their own show, supporting with advertising, but all doing so many different things. And Judy's here with us today because it's the beginning of the year.
Absolutely.
And
good morning.
You know what? Just health insurance. What we just saw just came out this morning. The Democrats are going to introduce Medicare for All.
You know, this is going to be a year of a lot of craziness going on in the industry, a lot of disruption, but the judge in Texas who overturned the Affordable Care Act, and the reason being is because for 2019 they've taken away the penalty that if you don't have insurance, then you don't, you know, you won't be charged a penalty on your taxes. And that was the whole reason that the Supreme Court upheld the law in the first place, because of the taxation and the mandate for the taxation. So now you take that away, and so then the federal judge, I mean the U.S. District Circuit Judge in Texas, he says now the whole law is unconstitutional because there is no tax mandate. So then he put a stay in on Monday. He says we're going to keep everything as it is until this gets appealed and we kind of work through it and stuff. So,
and it is on the way to the Supreme Court to be heard again now?
It's only an appellate process, you know, so whatever steps that has to go through.
It'll get up there.
It'll get up there. And so in the meantime, so people who, you know, have gone through Cover California, then, you know, and they will still get their tax subsidy, you know, and that. But those who choose not to have insurance, they will not have to pay the penalty for not having insurance. So that's kind of the big thing for 2019. And
which means that the funds that were available to fund the program are not going to be there.
That's right. Because, you see, with insurance, it's all about having a large enough pool. And so by having the mandate of requiring people to have insurance, then that helped build up the dollars in the pool. But without, you know, people saying, hey, and especially the premiums are so high when you don't qualify for a subsidy through Cover California, or you're not getting help through your employer on your plan. I mean, the premiums are just outrageous. They're horrendous, especially if you're in your 60s. Then you're looking at, for a person with a high $6,000 deductible, over $1,000 a month.
Really?
Yeah.
And this is, Judy and I sat down and talked about it, and I was just, I said, you know, you got to get back, we got to have you on right at the beginning of the year, start talking about this, because it's the story you told me about two working parents. Mm-hmm. One of them is a nurse, mm-hmm. so she's making decent money, as her husband is in his job. They make too much money.
Yeah.
And so now the insurance companies just, or the cost of insurance is just horrendous to them.
For these young, for these young families in their 30s who don't qualify for a subsidy through Cover California, having to pay the full premium out of pocket, if they have two children, I mean, you're talking about still a high deductible where you're still covering most of, you're talking about $1,200-$1,400 a month. That's like a mortgage payment.
And the thing about it is,
they're better off than not having insurance.
Well, you see that.
Well, then that's the problem.
That's the problem.
It's better for them to go to the emergency room, but then what happens is, then you have a child that may have a condition.
Mm-hmm.
It's not maybe a serious condition, but it's something that's going to cost another $400 or $500 a month for either medication or seeing somebody.
Which is still cheaper than having the insurance if everybody else in the
family. But see, it's still about the catastrophic. I mean, because that's what insurance is about insuring the catastrophic.
Well, are people just going to say, okay, I just want catastrophic insurance?
Well, that's the problem too, because, you know, now under the Affordable Care Act, the insurance carriers are mandated about what has to be included in those plans, the minimum essential benefits. So even if you're 60 years old, you still have to have maternity benefits. So right now, they're trapped.
You better watch out there.
Yeah.
They're trapped within the structure of what they have to put into these plans. So if there was a little bit more openness on that, then you would see a, you know, more open market to where people that don't want maternity, they wouldn't have to buy it. They could buy just a catastrophic. They're now stuck with what the
if they're in
deductible.
The covered California, right?
If they're under the Affordable Care Act.
Okay. Now, we want to take a break because I want to find out if there's a way out of this. If there's if there's any light at the end of the tunnel, or if there's something that somebody's stuck in this, and now they're saying, with that stay on the taxes, it's a stay. If it stays, that ruling stays, Obamacare is gone. Is that correct?
Well, I tell you what, the Democrats are going to make sure that doesn't happen because they're very fond of this, of that law.
Well, let's talk about that when we get back. 8:14 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. It's about starting off the year with a brand new firearm. And then, and the training that it takes to use it, all at Bastiani Arms, a locally owned, locally run store. John and Sarah Bastiani pride themselves upon their customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock. Veterans get discounts. Bastiani Arms open Tuesday through Saturday, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Trish Clark and I will be right back with Judy Maxwell.
Meet animals like Sweet Pea the Skunk and Spike the Porcupine at Turtle Bay Exploration Park's animal programs every weekend at 2 p.m. Stop by on Friday for an animal spotlight.
Visit on Saturdays for the indoor animal show where animals fly, crawl, or walk on by. Or visit on Sundays and get led through the park, weather permitting, in Turtle Bay's Animal Parade.
Fun for all ages every weekend at 2 p.m. Animal programs are free for members and included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Jeff and Carrie from NorCal Vape want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. They also want to remind you to please shop local this holiday season. For any vapers or smokers on your list, come visit NorCal Vape. They invite you to try before you buy and explore the idea of vaping. Jeff, Carrie, and the NorCal Vape staff will be happy to answer any questions you have. They will also match any local competitor's in-store price and invite you to check out sales going on now. Gift certificates are also available. 1700 California Street, NorCal Vape, where their customers are like family.
Casey and Danny Dollar, owners of Top Dollar Films, are premiering The Dragon Unleashed in Reading January 9th at the Cascade Theater. The Dragon Unleashed is an action-adventure film starring John Schneider of the Dukes of Hazzard fame. Over 90% of The Dragon Unleashed was filmed in Shasta County with local actors and crew. The premiere will also include a raffle of movie memorabilia, including a rare Dukes of Hazzard lunchbox signed by John Schneider. Join us January 9th at 6 p.m. at the Cascade Theater for the premiere of The Dragon Unleashed. This film is rated for mature audiences. For more information, go to Top Dollar Films on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Are you ready for cage fights at Wind River Resort and Casino? The best place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Fight Night 40. This intense action-packed fight is presented by Wind River Resort and Casino and Rogue Fights. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Event Center on Saturday, January 26th. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve a room in our hotel. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, January 26th. The Event Center will roar with thrill of extreme cage fights Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with Fight Night 40 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Fight Night 40. It's in the cage. The Event Center, Wind River Resort and Casino.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Wow.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Bott here today on Thursday, the 3rd of January, 2019. It's 8:18 in the morning, 41 degrees, going up to 55 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and Alliance Heating and Air, bringing us this segment of the show. You know what? It's 41 degrees. It was 36 last night. It's going to be in the 30s all this week. If you haven't talked to Alliance Heating and Air to come down and take a look at your heating system, those filters and all that, then you know what? You could be wasting a lot of money when it comes to electricity. Alliance Heating and Air, 25 years of great service, a better-known business. They're the ones that handle all of our HVAC needs at the Bott Home. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in the North State. Now, Trish and I are here with Judy Maxwell of Maxwell Insurance and Financial, and we're talking about health insurance and how it's just it's such a question for everybody. And now we're at that point where this year is starting out. There's been a, you know, been a ruling to say you can't force people to pay for it, but that's been stayed, or he put a stay on it, so you know everything is going.
You can still, there is no penalty. That rule is there. There is no penalty if you do not have insurance for 2019.
Okay. No penalty.
No tax penalty.
So they can't tax you for it. So there's going to be thousands, maybe literally hundreds of thousands of young people who don't have it.
And old people.
Well, yeah, but I'm just talking about young people right now, which was the idea because we were charging young people a lot of money to help take care of the old people. Does this mean then if a young person who doesn't have health insurance finds himself sick or herself sick, can she then sign up for health insurance?
No.
Okay, because it's got to be at a certain point.
It's got to be during the open enrollment period. Okay. So that part is totally still in effect, and we're still in the open enrollment period right now. If you sign up for insurance between now and January 15th, then you will have a February 1st effective date. The open enrollment technically, it's supposed to end January 15th, but last year they did extend it to January 31st, so we haven't heard that, which would be for a March 1st effective date. But I do want to say that anybody out there that did sign up for Cover California with Blue Shield for a January 1st effective date, Blue Shield is having a lot of trouble with their processing, and if you need to double check to make sure that your payment got processed, because if it didn't, then you don't have coverage, and you're going to need to go make your payment again. And so we were putting out fires like crazy all day yesterday because we had confirmation that we had paid through Cover California. We had done all that. And then Blue Shield did not receive the payment.
Oh,
and
wow.
And so they're canceling them. And, I mean, it's just a big mess. So if you signed up through Cover California and with Blue Shield, then you need to double check to make sure your payment got paid, that of your, you know, whatever you use, credit card or whatever. And just double check your payment.
We need to put that one out on our social media network. And you know, I mean, if Covered California Blue Shield is having a problem, people may think they've got coverage, and then all of a sudden they get into that car wreck or that break that leg, and you go down. Oh, sorry, you don't have any.
Pay attention to your notices like crazy, because I mean, seriously, and
a lot of times you get so many notices too.
I know. But you do need to pay attention to them. Don't just throw them in the trash.
I get something.
They are important.
I get a lot of stuff from USAA because I've belonged to USAA for like 48 years. You know, for car. All types of stuff. And they'll send me one envelope a year that says, "Do not throw away." And when I see that on the outside, I open it up because it's a check.
Yeah.
You know, it's a "Do not throw away." And if it's from USAA, I know not to throw that one away. So, you know, this whole thing about this insurance on that is, this is where Judy, I have to say it, it's so damn important to have somebody come in there and tell you, or, you know, she's explaining it to me the other day. I mean, I have my life insurance with, I'll just say it out loud, with Judy. And she found, I mean, I saw how long it took her to find, programs that fit me, right? Because with my lifestyle and what's happened to me in my life. But just to try to explain it to me, she sat down, and for 45 minutes, this lovely lady tried to explain this whole process to me. I mean, I'm not a stupid person. But it is so confusing.
It's very complicated.
It is.
And it isn't out there that you can read it. I was actually looking through my papers the other day because I think I'm in good shape and I have good coverage. But you never know when all these different things come through. And you hear things like, I'm going to just quickly bounce on to what we talked about when we first came in, where most of us and my friends, we're all Medicare. Mm-hmm. So we don't worry about a lot of it. And you're talking about this new plan that the Democrats are floating in the House and that they've just put in SB 562.
That's on the state level. That's state of California. That's the Senate Bill 562. And that one we were fighting it a few years ago and it's gotten tabled. And so the concern is that Governor Newsom will want to bring it out because he has been favor for single-payer health insurance in California. The problem with the SB 562 that people don't realize is that not only will it increase the state budget by over $400
billion. $400 billion.
That's huge.
That's doubling. That's more than doubling the budget right now, isn't it?
But to make it work, they need to take away Medicare and Medi-Cal from people and use those federal dollars to help fund the single payer for everyone, seniors, the Medi-Cal people, and individuals.
What if you don't want to give up your Medicare?
I mean, see, that's the crazy thing.
You will remember with Obamacare that's exactly what they said.
And so that's the crazy part about this. You have to have federal approval for the state to do this, and so that's the
why would
part
the feds
of the
even do that?
Complicity about all of this, and it's just insane. Vermont, they had a single payer that they passed, and then when they tried to implement it, the taxes were going to be so heavy on the individuals and the businesses. The governor of Vermont said this is choking us. We can't do it.
And they've had other people that have tried this, and they had to stop because besides Vermont, I think there was somebody else that tried.
Well, there's Colorado too. And after when they saw there, it was going to increase their budget by $36 billion. And the Coloradans, they said no way. They voted it 80% to 20% against a single payer health care. So when you really peel back the onion and see where is the cost going to come from? That's the whole thing. Now, on the Democrats in the House, in the Congress, they are, wanting to do a Medicare for all type plan, themselves. But when you look at already what the Medicare taxes are, part the employer pays, part the employee pays. Well, they already have where if you're on income based, you have to pay another 0.9% if you have certain income levels. And then also for investment income, there's also Medicare taxes. So you would see all those taxes go astronomically high. Plus, it's got to raise our federal income taxes as well.
Exactly.
I mean, somebody's got to pay for this, which is us,
Well, anybody that's paying taxes and has an income is going to pay for all of this. There just isn't anything that's free.
Nothing is free.
Somebody pays for it.
And, but I had this Russian lady who has a business here, and we were doing her insurance, and she says, you have no idea how lucky you are with your healthcare system. I'm going, what? You're the first person that ever said that. And so she says, no, but she says, in Russia, she says, you go into a big, long room. It's nothing but chairs. You sit there and wait. And she says, if they don't get to you that day, you have to go back the next day.
No, you know what? And having lived in places like Croatia, where they have socialized medicine, and having used their facilities, an emergency, an emergency, they'll treat you. If you end up in a Croatian ambulance racing to the streets of Zagreb, like I did, and the treatment was adequate. It was adequate. It was good because I walked out of that. But if you're just trying to do like you said, and you have to go in and see somebody, you cannot believe the lines and how crowded it is and how long it's going to take you and all these things. And then the cost of this has forced a gray economy in the country of Croatia, where they are declaring like half of their income and they're keeping the other half. They're taking cash or doing all these other things. And then if they have to see a doctor, they'll pay the doctor to see them. And so they're still paying the doctor, plus they're getting all these taxes, and you start talking value-added taxes, and people just have no concept. And when they start talking how much money you bring home, figure that if they're taking 35% from you now, double that to be able to pay for these social programs. So when we look at places like Norway or Sweden, and they have small populations and a high income, maybe they can make that work. You get to a country as large as ours.
It doesn't work in Canada. It doesn't work in England. No. Canadians always come across the border. If they want to have surgery when they want it, if they want Asian when they want it, they come across the border to do that.
That's right. Now, one of the things that I think there's going to be hope for this year is President Trump is wanting to go onto – he's really big about bringing the cost of prescription drugs down. And so he wants to go on an international global pricing.
Well, then can we talk about that? This is really important. Let's take a break because I want to talk about that, but I also want to talk about advertising of drugs over the air because I think this also needs to be addressed too. We're here, of course, with Judy Maxwell, Financial and Insurance and Financial. Yeah, you know, I'll get them all in
right
there.
Right now we're doing
and
insurance.
Of course, right now we're doing insurance, and we'll have
we need the financial to take care of that.
Well, let me tell you something about the financial. Is one of the things I've also learned is if Judy mentions the word financial, I've got to run a minute afterwards to say what she really didn't mean just by using the one word. So it's a joke between us and Bob, who's in there. I didn't know Bob could talk so fast. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Judy Maxwell. It's 8:30 in the morning. It's 41 degrees here on the 3rd of January, 2019. Good morning, everybody. If you have a question, give us a call at 605-4567. This is a good time to ask insurance questions.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord, or the affliction of evil, the choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Only fools Bob, you're doing a really good job
welcome
with the
music
back. This morning.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at 8:34 in the morning. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Judy Maxwell is our guest from XML Insurance and Financial. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, Man's Last Stronghold. Veteran-owned business that has discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop. And, you know, we're talking about a lot of things here. And when we left, we were talking about how Trump wants to has it's not declared war by any means, but he has said we are reducing the cost of pharmaceuticals, and he's already started that process. Judy, what kind of impact could that have on our health insurance?
Well, that could be a tremendous impact. It really can be, because if – and actually CMS, which is the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, they're already on board on this and going into a different pricing model, and they want to start practicing this in the spring of 2019. So this International Global Pricing Index, what that is it's going to put the prices of drugs more in line with what Europe pays. And, like, if you go to Canada and you can get, like, a 20% or so greater discount, it would be more in line with all of that.
I have a lot of friends now who are going to Mexico and Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see people doing that. They're ordering stuff from Canada.
Absolutely, because they're on that international global pricing index.
So this is a huge thing, and we were talking about, the, you know, you said the Medicare and or the that commission.
Yes.
Yeah, how they can make a change here.
Well, because right now, currently, under the pricing model for prescription drugs for Medicare, is they pay 6% above whatever the price is to the provider who's providing it. Well, the problem is there's no restrictions on the price. And that's the same problem we saw with people enrolling in their Part D drugs. We were supposed to get a 70% discount in the coverage gap, the donut hole, which Norm is called the donut hole. But the problem is all we saw were that the drugs would be up higher, because there's no pricing restrictions, and so your 70% discount was really actually no effect.
Well, you know, this whole thing then is, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to pay 6% over. Okay, so we're just going to raise our prices 40%, and now you can pay 6% over. I'm still making the same amount. So what do we do? Do we go into the restriction of the pricing then?
Well,
how do you do that? And but before we get into that, we've had somebody that's called, and thanks for calling back, Terry. I didn't see before that you were on the line. Terry, good morning.
How you doing, Carl? That's okay, buddy. It's looking through that window is a little bit tough.
Now, that's the next thing. That's the next thing we have to fix is how I can see the engine. No, even that doesn't help, Bob, because of the reflection off the outside window. We may have to just drop the blinds again so we can see the producer. Anyway, what you got, Terry?
Anyway, you know, the last couple of days have been really interesting, and your shows have been very, very good. It's a different tone than we had last year, and what's going on with health insurance, especially for younger people, it's atrocious. I really thank this young lady for being on, but I mean, I wonder if anybody has understood the impact of what you guys just said or what she just said, and that is that when Gavin Newsom does bring about single payer, which Scuttlebutt has that he is going to do that, and I got that from somebody who works with a congressman, if he does bring that about, that's $400 with a B billion dollars more with a B.
Yes.
I mean, the amount of that, and just very quickly, to give you an idea, because it's hard to wrap your head around a billion, well, $1 million in seconds would be, $1 million would be 11 days, $1 billion would be 32 years. So when you stop and think about the ratio of money that we're going to be spending on this, it's insane. And the other thing is, too, is I do want to encourage people again to come Monday night to 2570 Bonneview Road. The thing is, folks, we're not fighting this conventionally anymore. As these folks have just said, there is absolutely no way in the world that the government and the state of California is playing by any rules that we're aware of at this point.
You know, and Terry, and again, 2670, right?
2570 Road.
It's a church.
South Bonneview Road, Monday night at 6 o'clock.
Right. And they're going to be talking besides, you know, they're also going to be talking your rights that you have under the Constitution, how those are being taken away. But this thing with the medical, if Gavin Newsom even backed away when he was running from after he made this statement when his opponent said to him, explain to everybody how you're going to pay the extra $400 billion that we don't have. And Newsom immediately backed off after his handlers got to him. And he said, well maybe there's a, you know, maybe we can do lesser parts or something like this.
Because you're absolutely right. The deal is he doesn't care. It's $400 billion. And remember, in the election, he creamed his opponent. He creamed him. And all the Democrats creamed the Republicans.
Yep.
And so anyway, God bless you guys. Good show. And, you know, very pertinent. And I hope people are listening into this because she has some great information. Let me get off. And thanks again, ma'am, for doing what you're doing for us.
Judy
Thank
Maxwell.
You. Appreciate
hey,
it.
Hey, you know, the other thing, too, is Doug Emhoff is going to be on tomorrow morning. And I cannot wait to ask him about the things that they're talking about. The Dems are talking in the House of Representatives with the complete renewable resource plan they have that would do away with fossil fuels and the cost. The cost for doing this and the jobs it will cost and the economy that it will tear apart. And but yet again, this is a small group of Democrats, but this group has gotten larger. Mm-hmm. And you've got people starting to back these things.
I'm so tired of the headlines and the Dems are taken over again. I want to remind the American people and everyone listening that they just got control of the House.
That's true. And they'll never get out of the Senate.
The Republicans still control the Senate, and that we still have a Republican president who, regardless of what the press would like you to believe, really still has the power of the presidency. But we need to be sure that we're paying attention and we hold these Republicans in the Senate accountable. That they do stop all this nonsense and don't roll over and let the Democrats have their way.
I think that's one of the big concerns there, is that they are concerned that the Republicans will roll over and take on some of these Democratic issues.
And that's what I'm going to ask them all for that. I'll say, you know these people. You've got 100 new people in there. A lot of them are Democrats because of the cowardice of the Republicans that just didn't want to run. But what happens now that they do have the upper hand? Are we going to have people that acquiesce and roll over, especially when it comes to single payer and these energy plans?
Because we need to keep reminding that there's a reason that the Republicans got it voted out in the House. We had control of the House and the Senate and the presidency for 2 years. And all of the things that the president ran on and tried to accomplish, not the least of which was get rid of affordable care, weren't able to accomplish that. The wall, all the things that the president ran on and has been trying to put in, we controlled both houses and we did not have the Republicans, even though they had the majority, who would support the president and what the people said they wanted.
Yeah, because they're too busy running for office.
We, the people, need to pay attention.
Right. Okay. Let's go back then to the pharmaceutical question is, I can't believe I'm even saying this, but there's a way of saying that, okay, you can charge this much and you can make this much profit?
Well,
I can't believe I'm saying that.
I know, but there are no restrictions. And so that's why, as a consumer, another thing too, and I think this isn't just in California, there's been called a gag order, and it was lifted for individuals, and this is for the pharmacist, where the pharmacist couldn't tell you if there was a cheaper way to buy the drugs. And so, I don't understand why it's still under until 2020 for seniors, but as a consumer, you can ask the pharmacist is there a cheaper way to buy this drug? And then he can talk to you about it.
But is he going to do that when he says, oh, sure is. You can go to this website and you can order this drug and it's going to cost you 50%.
I don't know
less.
If he'll go through that, but he can tell you that, you know, there's a cash pay price and there's the insurance pay and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So for seniors who are on their Part D drug plans, you ask these questions, and so sometimes it may be cheaper to buy it outside of your drug plan and not use your card, your prescription mm-hmm. drug card,
huh.
and just buy it direct.
Well, and I can tell you this through the VA. The VA mails me stuff, and they keep sending letters to Linda saying, you know what, we can take care of your medical needs. And the only thing is that if somebody asks me, well, what kind of med do you take? I couldn't tell them. I mean, I can tell them generally because they change, because they go with generic, which is fine. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, but it changes sometimes. Like sometimes they'll say, just take half of this. Well, unless you read it, which, I mean, you should. But if you've been taking the whole tablet and then it goes to a half a tablet, you've got to read all those things. And I imagine if people get older that they have to be, you know, somebody's got to take a look at this for them. But what I'm getting at is there are ways that we could bring the cost down. But there's people that will swear that the name brand works better than the generic.
But more importantly, there are ways to bring the price down without having government controls on it. If you go through this plan that he's talking about where we buy the drugs at the same price as everybody else does, then that's called competition.
Well, actually, it's setting the prices, and that's where Medicare, that's what they like about it, because the prices would be set, mm-hmm. and then it would have restrictions then, where they couldn't just go up and down. The lobbyist control with the pharmaceuticals, they're very, very powerful, and they have put the stops on a lot of things.
Oh, you know, there's so many things, probably drugs and things that, I'd hate to think that there were things invented out there that could be curing certain things, but it's just not cost-effective for the pharmaceutical companies. But, okay, then let's say this then is, okay, I buy this much. I'm Medicare. I buy this much from you guys. Well, I'm not going to pay more than this. So you're going to have to figure a way to bring it in at so you can make your profit. And I'm still going to, you know, and I'll give you a 6%, you know, markup, but I'm not going to pay more than this.
Well, you see, they also took away the negotiating power.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, we don't have, and that would be another thing to ask LaMoffa if you're going to be talking to him tomorrow, is about the negotiating power of why can't you negotiate the price? Because the pharmaceuticals are pretty well set, you know, set the prices within limits.
How did that go away? Out of the Affordable Care Act or?
I'm not real sure. That would be, but I do know that was one of the things, and the lobbyists are the ones that really went for
you
that.
You mean we can't even negotiate with the
pharmaceuticals? No. And so, but they can tell you, okay, you can buy it cash pay. So they have parameters. They have cash pay that's X amount. They have, or there's a, you can go through the internet and get a discount card. The Good RX card is one of them, popular one that a lot of people use. That will give you discounts. So there's discount cards available. But as far as trying to negotiate the price, like you know, could.
Like the government cannot.
The government can negotiate prices, but I'm saying is, as a consumer, we can't negotiate prices. So,
well, and the other thing
is, you know, why shouldn't we be able to?
And different pharmacies will fill a prescription for a different price mm-hmm. than other prices.
Well, that's exactly right.
Okay. Hey, let's go to the phones here. Good morning. Do you have a question for Judy?
It's not really a question, but there's three things any American can do to cut their pharmacy bill. Lose weight, exercise, and eat healthy.
Okay. I agree with that. No, totally, that is totally, totally true.
No, that's true. No. Okay, DC, thanks a lot.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
And, you know, but you know, and that's taking care of ourselves, and that's, you know, that's something that we can all do. But he's, you know, that right, you can probably cut it. But we've got to take a break here. My gosh, we're just getting all excited about this pharmaceutical thing. Okay, see, I thought you had meant that the pharmaceuticals companies had been insulated from the government
no.
and other ones trying that saying that, hey, we'd like to negotiate. So
no,
they
it's
haven't.
A consumer. It's a but, consumer.
But they can still, though. But I think, though, we are, because if they can raise their prices to the government, okay, so the government says, I'm going to pay you 6% more, you know, over your cost, and then they can raise their cost then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then And can so the government
no,
then
there's
say,
no restrictions on that. But as yeah. far as a consumer, we can't. We don't have any power to go in and say, hey, well, if I buy a 120-day supply or something like that, then we have no negotiating power. As a consumer, right. we don't have any negotiating okay. power. But the thing about it is there's so many restrictions on medications now, especially if you're in the pain medications like hydrocortisone.
You only get
a 30-day supply anyway.
Right. Okay. Hey, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Let's go down in 1845 California Street and experience how they're moving local dreams forward. Visit online at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with Judy Maxwell and Trish Clark and I on the insurance morass that is California.
For over 45 years, the original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Wells Fargo Advisors would like to say thank you to our many veterans this holiday season. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor of our local rating office. From the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you to veterans of our military services who have put their lives on the line to protect the freedom we all enjoy. These patriots have accepted the responsibility to defend America and uphold our values, and for this, I am deeply grateful. I wish each and every veteran a safe return home, and we promise to give you our deepest support, honor, and praise.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A Christmas message from Drs. Pramila and Piyush Dhanuka. This has been a tough year for the North State. We saw an unprecedented loss from fires. We also saw the increasing divisions and polarization in our national life. We wish to share with everyone the message of Christ, a message of love and hope. Together we draw the strength from our faith in this message, and we shall overcome any suffering, any threat, any division, or any calamity. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. Drs. Pramila and Piyush Dhanuka.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Okay, Bob, I love you, man. You know what? Can I come live with you? Bad Bob is hitting home runs today. Now, that was from Streets of Fire, and Diane Lane was singing that, Night to Be Young. And if you haven't seen Streets of Fire, you can skip through everything except the music. The rest of this film is not that great, but the music is cool. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here with Carl Butt and Trish Clark. 8:53 in the morning. It's 42 degrees out there, going up to 55. What's it look like for the rest of the week there?
It looks like it's going to have a lot of rain starting on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
Tomorrow's going to be a good day, and then, boy, Saturday and Sunday, we're going to start with the rain. Going to go all through next week.
I'm teaching a class.
Does Trish like her new temperature display?
Now that I figured out where it's at, yeah.
See, 68 is the humidity. Because every so often I'll say 68, and I say, I know it's not 68.
No.
Tells what day it is, tells the time, and it's got the temperature.
Yeah.
Tells, look at the clouds coming through. Anyway, hey, we're here with Judy Maxwell from
the new studio. Kind of something to get used to.
Do you
like this new studio?
I love this new studio. I'm having difficulty getting adjusted to the microphones. I'm used to the older ones.
So. Yeah, well, you know, I'm trying maybe to find. You can get up closer on these, but we haven't covered. So I think we're going to go back and take a look and see if we can keep people off it just a little bit, because when you get in real close, you can hear the pronunciations can pop a little bit. You know. Anyway, we're here, and now there's a couple of things people really need to know before we finish up this segment.
Okay, the one thing I want to do is just remind people who have enrolled through Covered California with Blue Shield to double-check and make sure that your payment got pulled from your account, and if it did, then you're enrolled. If it did not, then you need to contact Blue Shield, and you need to make your payment over the phone. And you need to fight with them and let them know, because they're trying to push people over to a February 1st effective date instead of January 1st. So that's very important for everybody who did try to enroll through Covered California with Blue Shield. We're having lots of issues with that.
So, okay, one more time, if you're in Covered California and you renewed your insurance and you think you're covered, they may not have taken the money out because they're having their own problems, probably technically or whatever reason, and they want to move you to February, but you've already paid, and you want to make sure you're covered in case anything happens this month.
But even though it shows on the Covered California website that you paid, and you've got a confirmation that you paid, unless that payment was pulled from your account, you have not paid.
Oh,
so
wow.
You might have your receipt.
Yes.
But you need to go to your bank account, go to your bank, however you do that.
Credit card or whatever.
However you do it, and make sure that the money actually is gone from you to them.
Right. Absolutely. If it's not, then you're not covered.
And you need to argue with them and make sure you get covered.
You make sure you get your coverage effective for January 1st. You can argue with them on that. And it's just a big mess right now with Blue Shield. So, you know. That's real important.
We started talking about this when Affordable Care first came in, and all of the things that we were told about that it was going to do this and it was going to do that, none of that was true. It has been an absolute nightmare for people in coverage, for the doctors, the hospitals, everybody involved with this whole Affordable Care Act. What we said from the very beginning is what they wanted was a single-payer system. Well, okay, that's the next step. Now they're going to say, okay, this didn't work for all these reasons. Now we're going to go with the next step, the single-payer system, whatever they're going to call it, SB 562 in the state of California, and whatever the Democrats have in mind for the new House-controlled Nancy Pelosi mess, it won't work.
No, it's going to be a tremendous battle. It's just going to be a lot of disruption to the industry, and so I think that's why they put the stay on making the Affordable Care Act, the ruling of it being unconstitutional. So that's going to go through the appeals course, and so everything's going to stay right now. So those who do not take insurance for 2019, there will be no penalty. Just remind them about that, but if you don't, then you are at risk. You're totally at risk if you don't have insurance. It could be a catastrophic event. It could bankrupt you very easily.
Well,
but the reality still is, and I want people to understand this, because sometimes that's where they get it. As they say, oh, these poor people, nobody is not going to get helped. And if they have an accident, they're sick, you're still going to get covered. This is the United States of America, and they're going to take care of you.
Well,
I'm not sure what you mean about that, because if you don't have insurance, then you are paying out of pocket. And so that's where your risk is.
If you mean that if you're injured in an accident, yes, you're going to be treated
what I mean.
But if you don't have insurance and you have a job or a home or
then
assets,
you're going to lose it.
They're
mm-hmm.
going to come after you.
That's exactly right.
And so that is the kind of thing is that there's so many questions, so many things going on. Judy Maxwell, how do they get a hold of you? Seriously, because I trust Judy implicitly. And, so if you've got questions, you need to talk to her, one of her people.
Oh, absolutely. Our phone number is 221-0441. We're located on Hilltop at 1378 Hilltop. We're right next to Members First Credit Union and Fleet Feet. So that's where we're at.
And you're expanding your offices right now.
We are expanding our offices right now. So that's a good thing. I feel very blessed. So.
And that's a good thing. But you know what? Here's the bad thing is that they've made it so hard.
Oh.
The companies and the government have made it so hard that I know that you've spent weeks in classes trying to figure this out. And even the instructors are having to call back to the government to try and get information on how it works.
Insurance is so complex. And no matter what line, whether it's home and auto, Medicare, individual, group, it's all very, very complex. So, yes, I would, just give us a call, 221-0441.
Okay.
The important part is to go to somebody you trust.
Yes.
That does have the answers.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow, Congressman Doug Lamont will be joining us. And here's a couple of questions. The new Green Deal, how much is that going to cost? How about Medicare for all? Pharmaceutical companies cost, and what are your veterans' issue he supports or opposes? So, all that for tomorrow with Congressman Doug LaMalfa. And my co-host will be Gary Hayward from the Redding Rancheria and the Wind River. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Compassionate, quality care.